from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Practice will be getting underway shortly from out here in Elm Park, and we'll give you our observations as we did yesterday in a surprise appearance from Antoine Randall-El, which was hilarious, unscheduled. He just came over to say hello. And, of course, we doing what we did, threw a headset on him. But before he got yelled at, because, you know, you're supposed to schedule these things.
Right.
You're supposed to get cleared.
He's got his job to do.
Yeah, yeah.
But we had our job to do.
Yeah, and he's, talk about enthusiastic. Boy, was he fired up. Fired up for his guys, fired up for the season.
His job as a wide receivers coach,
mm-hmm.
got to be tough this time of the year because he knows he's about to bid goodbye to a bunch of guys.
Yeah.
And obviously it's going to be tough for every coach, but when you go into a position group where you know there's stiff competition and you're not sure if the team's going to carry 4 or 5 wide receivers and, you know, what the room should look like, and it's just getting those guys ready. And that's good for him with having an attitude. Hey, my guys will be ready. They'll
yep.
be ready. Okay.
Yep.
We'll look forward to seeing it.
So who knows who stops by today. All right. So yesterday, I want everyone to either call and text us with the reaction to the following soundbite from Dan Campbell. He said something I don't think many people would suspect and probably not many people would endorse. So how does this hit you? Dan Campbell yesterday talking about the quarterback battle behind Jared Goff. Here's the coach. Okay. When you hear that, your reaction is what?
The reaction is, oh. But the analysis is different. The reaction is, whoa.
Right.
Because putting myself in a fan's shoes, it's I've seen them both play, and one looks better than the other, and it's not the guy he mentioned who has the upper hand. So,
yep.
But I understand why he, now taking a step back and analyzing this, I understand why he's saying what he is saying. Okay, at this point, there's still some more proving to be done. Obviously, Nate Sudfeld has exactly that experience factor over Hendon Hooker, and that might be the only edge that he has. That might be the upper hand. But watching the two play, I think it's clear that one guy is got a leg up in this whole thing because of how he's performed, and that's Hendon Hooker. But Nate's got the experience. He got to practice with the team last year, which Hooker didn't. He got hurt at the end and, had to miss the offseason. But he's got more time. He's got more reps than Hendon Hooker is. And what Dan Campbell said, basically, it's about reps. And Hendon needs to get the reps. And we'll see how important it is on Saturday against Pittsburgh when it comes to his development. Does he have a chance to overtake Nate Sudfeld? And I would imagine he does. I think they're going to keep all three quarterbacks, or they'll keep three quarterbacks, whether the third one's Sudfeld or not. That I don't know. But if they're only going to keep two, there's no way that they just say goodbye to Hendon Hooker. That's not going to
happen. No, that's not going to happen. When I hear that, I always think, I think some people's default position when they hear something that they completely and totally disagree with is to think that that person who says it, and when I mean that person, I mean a coach, a general manager, when they say things, people go, well, that guy's lying or that guy's an idiot. And I think about Dan Campbell, and I don't think he's either, and I think we'd all agree.
Yes.
So, to me, I am reminded when I hear that, that so much more goes into these decisions than what happens on Sundays. Or in this case, Thursday and a Saturday, whenever the games were played. So much more goes into these decisions in terms of, because they're not right now. And when he talked about Hendon Hooker, he said he's young, he's developing, and he said he needs reps and he needs time. And then he said, I know that. The problem is that right now, now is the time you can be doing it. But this organization, where the Lions are right now, they are not at all in the business of preparing a young player. I mean, you prepare them, but they're not, the priority of developing a young player isn't as high as it is when you're 6-11. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. And so Hendon Hooker needs time and he needs reps. And if you're 6-11 and expected to be 6-11, you can put more time into developing Hendon Hooker. But when they take the practice field today, they need to be preparing Jared Goff.
Yeah.
And they need to be preparing the next quarterback who is more likely to be able to win a game. And so I do too find it to be obvious that Hooker on Sundays looks more prepared to win. But we go back to the guys Hendon Hooker has been playing against in the second half of games are even further down the food chain of the Giants and the Chiefs than the ones Nate Sudfeld played against. So I'm looking forward to seeing Hendon Hooker play against twos and threes and not UFL castoffs. And it'll be a bigger challenge this week, and it sounds like he's going to start. And Sudfeld might look completely different if they even play him. I mean, they might give Hooker the whole game, but I don't want to get caught up in anything other than every decision should be about trying to win the Super Bowl.
Well, it's a lot like the Pistons when they drafted Darko, right? They got in that situation. They got the second pick overall. Okay, here we go.
The theory.
Yeah, the theory.
You're not comparing anybody to Darko. Okay.
No. I'm just saying the theory that the Pistons were already a really good basketball team when they acquired Darko. So their priority the next couple of years was not to develop Darko. It was to remain an NBA championship contending team.
Yep.
So it's not like you would normally see somebody that's on a bad team and they're drafted high that they get thrown right to the Wolves. You know, like the teams like Chicago when they draft a quarterback in the first round, they're going to play him. You know, this is, if you want to put it related to football, this is like what the Green Bay Packers had dealt with when they had Brett Favre and they drafted Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years. Then Aaron Rodgers gets to start, and then they sit Jordan Love for a few years. This is going to be a very similar situation, although the difference might be that when – you're getting towards the end of Hendon Hooker's fourth year there, and you have to make the decision, do we extend him or not, that Goff's not ready to give up the starting position because he's still younger than those guys were when they had to cede it.
All right, 248-539-9797. We played that soundbite for you, and it sounds as though it's Nate Sudfeld is likely the number two quarterback, and that they really, Hendon Hooker needs time and he needs reps. And you know, we want your reaction to that because it's probably not what most fans think.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.